future. Yours and mine, Ben's and Oscar's, the children's, our future. You were charming at supper, Bertie. Well, Mr. Marshall certainly thought so.
Well, Regina, do you think he did?
Can't you tell when you're being admired?
Oscar said I bored Mr. Marshall, but he admired you. He told me so.
What did he say?
He said to me, I hope your sister-in-law will come to Chicago. Chicago will be at her feet. He said the ladies would bow to your manners and the gentlemen to your looks.
Did he? He seems a lonely man. Imagine being lonely with all that money. Oh, I don't think he likes his wife.
Not like his wife? What a thing to say.
Well, she's away a great deal. He said that several times. And once he made fun of her being so social and high-toned. But that fits in all right. Her being social, I mean. She can introduce me. It won't take long with an introduction from her.
Introduce you? In Chicago? You mean you really might go? Oh, Regina, you can't leave here. What about Horace?
Don't look so scared about everything, Bertie. I'm going to live in Chicago. I've always wanted to, and now there'll be plenty of money to go with.
But Horace won't be able to move around. You know what the doctor wrote.
There'll be millions, Bertie, millions. Well, you know what I've always said when people have told me we were rich? I said I thought you should either be white trash or millionaires. In between like us. What for? But I'm not going away tomorrow, Bertie. There's plenty of time to worry about Horace when he comes home. If he ever decides to come home.
Will we be going to Chicago? I mean, Oscar and Leo and me?
You? Well, I shouldn't think so. Well, we must remember tonight. It's a very important night, and we mustn't forget it. We shall plan all the things we'd like to have, and then we'll really have them. We'll make a wish, Bertie. Any wish. It's bound to come true now.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Well, I guess I'd know right off what I've wanted.
Well, you did it.
Looks like it might be we did.
Looks like it. Don't pretend. You're like a cat that's been licking the cream. Now we must have a drink to celebrate.
Alexander and Leo make a very handsome couple, Regina. Marshall remarked himself what fine young folks they were. How well they look together.
Yes, you said that before, Oscar.
Yes, sir. It's beginning to look as if the deal's all set. I may not be a subtle man, but... Now, somebody asked me how I know the deal's set.
What do you mean, man?
You remember I told him that down here we always drink the last drink for a toast?
Yes, I've never heard of that before.
Nobody's ever heard of it before. God forgives those who invent what they need. I already had a signature, but we've all done business with men whose words over a glass is better than any bond. Anyway, don't hurt that boat.
Do you understand what Ben means?
Yes, Oscar, I understand. I understood immediately.
Did you, Regina? Well, when he lifted his glass to drink, I closed my eyes and I saw the bricks going into place.
And I saw a lot more than that.
Slowly, slowly, as yet we have only our hopes.
Bertie and I have just been planning what we want. I know what I want. What will you want, Ben?
Caution, don't count the chickens. Well, God will allow us a little side indulgence. Good for the soul when you've worked hard enough to deserve it. I think I'll have a stable. For years, I've had my good eyes on carters in Savannah. Rich man's pleasure. The sport of kings. Why not the sport of puppets? Why not?
Why not? What do you want, Oscar?
Oh, I don't know. The pleasure of seeing the bricks grow will be enough for me.
Oh, of course. Our greatest pleasure will be to see the bricks grow. But we're all entitled to a little side indulgence.
Yes. I suppose so. Well, we might take a few trips here and there, eh, buddy?
Yes, Oscar. I'd like that.
Might make a regular trip to Jekyll Island. I hear the Conley place is for sale. I think about buying it. Make a nice change. Changing climate do you good, buddy. Fine, shooting on Jekyll the best.
I'd like...
What would you like?
Two things. Two things I'd like most.
Two? Well, I should like a thousand. You are modest, Bertie.
I should like to have Lynette back. I know you own it now. But I'd like to see it fixed up again, the way Mama and Papa had it. Every year it used to get a nice coat of paint. Papa was very particular about the paint. And the lawn was so smooth, all the way down to the river. trims of zinnias and the red feather plush, and the figs and blue little plums, and the scuppernongs. The organ is still there, and it wouldn't cost much to fix. We could have parties for Zan. The way Mama used to have for me.
That's a pretty picture, Murdy. Might be a most pleasant way to live. What do you want, Regina?
I could have a cutting garden, just where Mama's used to be. Oh, I do think we could be happier there. Papa used to say that nobody had ever lost their temper at Lionette, and nobody ever would. Papa would never let anybody be nasty spoken or mean. No, sir. He just didn't like it.
What do you want, Regina?
I'm going to Chicago. And when I'm settled there, know the right people and the right things to buy, because I certainly don't now, I shall go to Paris and buy them. I'm going to leave you and Oscar to count the bricks.
Oscar, please let me have Lionette back.
You are serious about moving to Chicago?
She's going to see the great world and leave us and the little one. Well, we'll come and visit you and meet all the great. Be proud to think you are a sister.
Oh, certainly. And you won't even have to learn to be subtle then. Stay as you are. You'll be rich. And the rich don't have to be subtle.
But what about Alexandra? She's 17. Old enough to be thinking about marrying.
And Oscar, I have one more wish. Just one more wish.
What is it, Bertie? What are you saying?
I want you to stop shooting. I mean so much. I don't like to see animals and birds killed just for the killing. You only throw them away.
It'll take a great deal of money to live as you are planning, Regina.
Needed so much to keep them starved.
But there'll be plenty of
money. To shoot food just because you're about to shoot.
What
poor people need it so.
I have.
I always wanted to speak about it, Oscar.
What are you chattering about?
I've estimated the profits very high
for myself. You aren't exciting yourself. You have been acting very childish, very excited all evening.
I've been trying to.
What I'd like now that would be so rich. Everybody would say that they would like so. I said what I would like to.
Very well. We've all heard you. That's enough now.
I am waiting. I am waiting for you to finish. You and Bertie. Four conversations are three too many. I said that I had, and I do, estimate the profits very high by myself and Oscar, of course.
And what does that mean?
Well, Regina, it's like this. For 49%, Marshall will put up $400,000. For 51%, I'm controlling interest, mind you, we will put up $225,000, besides offering him certain benefits that our local position allows us to manage. That means that $225,000 is a lot of money.
I know the terms, and I know it's a lot of money.
It is. It is.
That means that we are ready with our two-thirds of the money. Your third, Horace's, I mean, doesn't seem to be ready. Ben has written to Horace, I have written, and you have written. He answers. But he never mentions this business. Yet we have explained it to him in great detail and told him the urgency. Still, never mentions it. Ben has been very patient, Regina. Naturally, you are our sister, and we want you to benefit from anything we do.
And in addition to your concern for me, you do not want control to go out of the family. Is that right, Ben?
That's cynical. Cynicism is an unpleasant way of stating the truth.
No need to be cynical. You'd have no trouble raising the third share. The share you want to take.
Oh, I'm sure you could get the third share. The share you're saving for me. But that would give you a strange partner. And strange partners sometimes want a great deal. But perhaps it would be wise for you to find him.
Now, nobody said we want to do that. We would like to have him, and you would like to come in.
Yes, I certainly would.
But we haven't heard from Horace.
I've given my word that Horace will put up the money. That should be enough.
Oh, it was enough. I took your word. But I need more than your word now. Contracts will be signed this week. Marshall wants to see our money soon after. Regina, Horace has been in Baltimore for 5 months. I know that you have written him to come home and that he hasn't come.
It's beginning to look as if he doesn't want to come home.
Of course he wants to come home. You can't move around with heart trouble at any moment you choose. You know what doctors are like once they get their hands on a case like this.
They can't very well keep him from answering letters, can they? They couldn't keep him from arranging for the money if he wanted to.
Has it occurred to you that Horace is also a good businessman?
Oh, of course. He's a very shrewd trader. Bank is proof of that.
Well, then possibly he may be keeping silent because he doesn't think he's getting enough for his money. $75,000 he has to put up. That's a lot of money, too.
Nonsense. He knows that we can make twice the profit on cotton manufacture here that can be made in all.
That isn't what Regina's saying. May I interpret you, Regina? Regina's saying that Horace wants more than a third of our share.
But he's only putting up a third of the money. You put up a third, you get a third. What else could he expect?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about these things. It would seem that if you put up a third, you should only get a third. But then again, there's no law about it, is there? I should think that if you knew your money was very badly needed, you might just say, I want more. I want a larger share. Well, you boys have done that. I've heard you say so.
So you think that Horace has deliberately held out for a larger share? Well, I don't believe it. But I do believe that that's what you want. Am I right, Regina?
Oh, I shouldn't like to be too definite. But I could say that I wouldn't like to persuade Horace unless he did get a larger share. Well, I must protect his interests. Seems only natural.
And where would this larger share come from?
Oh, I don't know. Well, that's not my business. But perhaps it could come up with your share, Oscar.
What kind of talk is this?
I haven't said a thing.
You are talking very big tonight.
Am I? Well, you should know me well enough to know I wouldn't be asking for things I didn't think I could get.
Listen, I don't believe you can even get Horace to come home. Much less get money from him. Or talk quite so big about what you want.
Oh, I can get him home.
Then why haven't you?
I thought I should fight his battles for him before he came home. Horace is a very sick man. And even if you don't care how sick he is, I do.
Stop this fool squabbling. How can you get him home?
Well, I'll send out Zach to Baltimore. She'll ask him to come home. She'll say that she wants him to come home. And that I want him to come home.
Well, of course she wants him here. But he's sick and maybe he's happy where he is.
You agree that he will come home if she asks him to? If she says that I miss him and want him?
I admire you, Regina. And I agree. That's settled
but
now.
But before she brings him home, I want to know what he's going to get.
What do you want?
Twice what you offer.
Well, you won't get it.
I think you've gone crazy.
I don't want to fight, Ben.
I don't either. You won't get it. There isn't any chance of that. You're holding us up, and that's not pretty, Regina. Not pretty. But we do need you, and I don't want to fight. Here's what I'll do. I'll give Horace 40%, instead of the 33 and a 30 he really should get. I'll do that, provided he is home and his money is up within 2 weeks. How's that?
All right.
I've asked before, where is this larger share coming from?
From you. From your share.
From me, is it? That's just fine and dandy. That's my reward. For 35 years I worked my hands to the bone for you. For 35 years I did the things you didn't want to do, and this is what I get.
I am being attacked from all sides tonight. First by my sister, then by my brother. I ain't a man who likes being attacked. I can't believe that God wants the swan to parade their strength. But I don't mind doing it if it's got to be done. You want to take these things better, Oscar? I've made you money in the past. I'm going to make you more money now. You'll be a very rich man. What's the difference to any of us if a little more goes here, a little less there? It's all in the family. And it will stay in the family. So my money will go to Alexander and Leo. They may even marry someday.
Marry? Zan and Leo?
And it'd make a great difference in my feelings if they marry.
Yes. That's what I mean. Of course it would make a difference.
Is that what you mean, Regina?
Oh, it's too far away.
I want to talk about it now.
Naturally.
Well, there are lots of things to consider. Well, they are first cousins.
That isn't unusual. Our grandmother and our grandfather were first cousins.
And look at us.
You are both being very gay with my money.
Oh, these quarrels. I dislike them so.
Marriage might be a very wise arrangement for several reasons. And then, Oscar's given something up for you. You should try and manage something for him.
Well, I haven't said I was opposed to it. But Leo is a wild boy. Well, there were those times when he took a little money from the bank.
That's all past history.
Oh, I know. And I know all young men are wild. I'm only mentioning it to show you that there are considerations.
All right, so there are. But please assure Oscar that you will think about it very seriously.
Very well. I assure Oscar that I will think about it seriously.
That is not an answer!
My, you're in a bad humor. And you shall put me in one. I've said all I'm willing to say now. After all, Horace has to give his consent too.
Horace will do what you tell him to.
Yes, I think he will.
And I have you on your trial.
Yes, Oscar, you have my word that I will think about it. Now do leave me alone.
Alexandra is only 17. She...
Alexandra, are you back?
Yes, Mama.
Mr. Marshall thought I was safe and sound. Weren't those fine clothes he had? You could always buy clothes made in a good place. Looked like maybe they were done in England. Lots of men from the North send all the way to England for their stuff.
Were you careful driving the horses?
Oh, yes, sir. I was.
It's a lovely night. You should have come, Aunt Bertie.
Were you gracious to Mr. Marshall?
I think so, Mama. I liked him.
Good. And now I have great news for you. You're going to Baltimore in the morning to bring your father home.
Me? Papa said I should come? That must be... Allie! He must be well! Think of it! He'll be back home again. We'll bring him home.
You are going alone, Alexander.
Going alone? Going by herself? A child that age? Mr. Horace wouldn't like Dan Tracy up there all by herself.
Go upstairs and lay out Alexander's things.
He'd expect me to be alone.
I'll be up in a few minutes and tell you what to pack. I should think you'd like going alone. At your age, it certainly would have delighted me. You're a strange girl, Alexandra. And he's babying you so much.
I only thought it would be more fun if Addie and I went together. Maybe I could go with her, Regina. I'd be delighted.
She is going alone. She's getting old enough to take some responsibility.
She'd better learn now. She's getting old enough to get married. Right, son?
Huh?
Old enough to get married, I think.
Oh, yes, sir. Lots of girls get married at Zan's age. Look at Mary Prester or Joanna.
Well, she's not getting married tomorrow. But she is going to Baltimore tomorrow, so let's talk about that. You'll be glad to have Papa home again.
I wanted to go before, Mama. You remember that. But you said you couldn't go, and then I couldn't go alone.
Well, I've changed my mind. You ought to tell Papa how much you missed him, and that he must come home now for your sake. Tell him that you need him home.
Need him home? I don't understand.
Well, there's nothing for you to understand. You're simply to say what I've told you.
He may be too sick. She couldn't do that.
Yes, he may be too sick to travel. I couldn't think he had to come home just for
you. You couldn't do what I tell you to do, Alexander.
No,
I couldn't if I thought it would hurt him. But you are doing this for Papa's own good. Now you must let me be the judge of his condition.
Why, it's the best possible cure for him to come home and be taken care of here.
You mustn't stay there any longer and listen to those alarmist doctors. Well, you were doing this entirely for Papa's sake. Tell your Papa that I want him to come home, that I miss him very much.
Yes, Mama.
I must go and start to get Alexandra ready now. Why don't you all go home?
I'll attend to the railroad ticket. One of the boys will bring it over. Well, good night, everybody. Have a good trip, Alexander. The food on the train is very good. Celery is so crisp. Have a nice trip, and act like a little lady.
Good night, Ben. Good night, Oscar. Oh, don't be so glum, Oscar. It makes you look as if you had chronic indigestion.
Good night, Regina.
Good night, Bertie.
Come along.
Imagine, you're not one to go. What a little fool you are. Wish it were me, what I could do in a place like Baltimore.
Mind your business! I can guess the kind of things you could do.
Oh, no, you couldn't.
Come on, Alexander.
Sam. I don't understand about my going, Aunt Bertie. But anyway, Papa will be home again. Don't worry about me. you're my own child. I love you more than anybody else.
Don't worry about the horses. I'm sorry I told you.
I'm not worrying about the horses. I'm worrying about you. You are not going to marry Leo. I am not.